The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a federal lawsuit in Pennsylvania seeking to overturn that state's ban on same-sex marriages. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday on behalf of 23 state residents who either want to get married in their home state or want the state to recognize their marriages performed in other states where same-sex marriage is legal. The plaintiffs say Pennsylvania's Defense of Marriage Act discriminates based on sex and sexual orientation. James Essex is director of the ACLU's LGBT Project.
Pennsylvania's ban on freedom to marry for same-sex couples violates both the equality provisions of the federal Constitution as well as the fundamental right to marry. It's quite clear under the U.S. Constitution that there is a right to marry, and it seems clear to us that it includes same-sex couples just as it includes different-sex couples.
To what extent does the Supreme Court ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act affect the ability to sue on a state level under the Equal Protection Clause?
The decision on the DOMA case helps a lot. It doesn't decide the issue here because the issue we're raising here is, well, does the federal Constitution require the states to allow same-sex couples to marry? And the issue in the DOMA case was instead about whether if you were a same-sex couple and already married under state law, could the federal government pretend for all federal purposes that your marriage never happened? Now, the Supreme Court said in the DOMA case, they can't do that. They can't pretend that the marriage of the same-sex couples never happened when it comes to deciding whether you're married for federal program purposes, federal benefits purposes. And the reasoning of the Supreme Court decision, I think, helps a lot in the claim that we've brought in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, saying that the states can't exclude same-sex couples from marriage.
Does this really open the door by saying that excluding married same-sex couples from rights and benefits available to heterosexual couples is unconstitutional? Doesn't it, by logical extension, saying forbidding same-sex couples from marrying at all is the equivalent denial of rights and benefits?
It's very close. It's very analogous. It doesn't make a lot of sense to say that the federal government doesn't have a good enough reason to discriminate between same-sex couples who are married and straight couples who are married, and then say at the same time that the states do have enough of a reason, of a justification for excluding same-sex couples from marriage. And one of the things about the Pennsylvania case that's interesting in this regard is the following, that about half of the plaintiffs in the Pennsylvania case are people who obviously live in Pennsylvania and are not married and want to get married. And so in that sense, it's like a lot of other marriage cases that have happened before. But about half the plaintiffs are same-sex couples who are already married under state law. They got married in New York, or they got married in Iowa, or they got married in Maine. But as soon as they moved to Pennsylvania, poof, their marriages disappeared. And that just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair. And so here we have the state of Pennsylvania that recognizes and respects the marriages of straight people from Iowa, but says to the gay people who got married in Iowa, sorry, your marriages don't count in Pennsylvania. That seems to me to be a very similar equality problem to the equality problem that the U.S. Supreme Court identified in the Windsor-Doma case, saying it doesn't work for the federal government to say that married same-sex couples are not married under federal purpose. Similarly, it shouldn't work for Pennsylvania to say, sorry, straight people, if you got married in Iowa, you're married in Pennsylvania, but gay people, if you get married in Iowa, you're not married in Pennsylvania.
The ACLU is also amending a lawsuit in North Carolina and filing a new lawsuit in Virginia to establish marriage equality. How are these suits related?
Both of those cases are going to bring basically the same claims that we've now filed in Pennsylvania. In North Carolina, we're amending an existing lawsuit that's about whether same-sex couples can do a second parent adoption to ensure that both parents who are raising kids can have a legally protected relationship with the kids that are their children and to whom they're parents. By adding the marriage claim to that case, we're using families that show and exemplify some of the many different ways that families and kids are harmed when committed same-sex couples aren't allowed the freedom to marry. That's important because in the Supreme Court's decision in the DOMA case, one of the things that the court focused on was how harmful it is to kids to have their parents not be able to get married. And in the words of the Supreme Court, they talked about how the Defense of Marriage Act humiliated hundreds of thousands of kids all across the country who are being raised by same-sex couples who want to get married and whose family lives would be better, who would be better able to protect their families if they could get married. In Virginia, we're putting together a lawsuit for the freedom to marry as co-counsel with Lando Legal. We hope to file that in the next few weeks, and that's going to look very much like the Pennsylvania and North Carolina cases.
How did you choose Virginia as a target state for this lawsuit?
Well, for all of these states, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Virginia, they're states where obviously there are committed same-sex couples who are living the devotion and love and commitment that's at the center of marriage. We think that they should be able to have the protections that come along with it. They're also states where we can bring the lives and the voices of these plaintiffs to federal appeals courts that we think are most likely to give the issue a fair hearing. But the bigger picture is also this, that we can't rely just on the courts to do this work. It's clear that the issue of the freedom to marry for same-sex couples is going to get to the U.S. Supreme Court again sometime over the next few years. In order for us to have the best chance of succeeding at the U.S. Supreme Court, we've got to do a lot of work outside the courtroom. We've got to do a lot of work in state legislatures. We've got to do a lot of work around ballot initiatives to take back the regressive anti-gay marriage amendments that were put into state constitutions, because we've got to get more freedom to marry states. Right now, we're at 13 states plus the District of Columbia that allow same-sex couples to marry. We've got incredible momentum because just 7 months ago, we only had 6 states plus D.C. We need to keep that momentum moving, and we need to win the freedom to marry in state legislatures and out the ballot box so that by the time the issue in either one of the cases that the ACLU has filed or one of the other several cases that are already pending in other courts around the country, when that issue gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, we want the Supreme Court to look at and see a country that is farther along on this journey and so clearly ready for the freedom to marry that the court will be comfortable going there.
James Essex is director of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Project at the American Civil Liberties Union.